This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Things continue to look dark for Diddy. His two of his homes, being raided on the two different coasts of the United States. No charges against him as of our recording, but who knows? That may be coming very soon, or maybe not. I don't know. Joining me to discuss, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. Go hit the subscribe button to that right after you're done listening to that, wherever you download podcasts or YouTube as well. Bob, what's your reaction to all this? Was this, as the attorneys for Diddy said, you know, an extreme, excessive use of force against Diddy, is there a lot more to this going on that, of course, you know, a defense attorney's going to play it that way?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a major raid.
Yeah.
You know, but every major raid looks like military style force.
Sure.
You know, because you got a lot of cops geared up and, you know, and they're coming in hard. So, you know, in that sense, it looks serious. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, when the feds are conducting a raid like this, you know that they had at least some level of probable cause to get the warrants to search both the Miami and the LA homes. And, you know, they're looking for something. Like, the one thing that we know about, and at this point, none of us have seen, at least that I'm aware of, what the probable cause affidavits for either of the warrants have said. So a lot of people are speculating that it's, you know, something to do with the, like, a sex trafficking type ring. Or, you know, it's tangentially related to these multiple civil lawsuits that have been filed against Diddy that all lay out some pretty strong allegations, which when you read them, even from a civil perspective, you're sitting there wondering, well, gee, when are they going to arrest this guy? Because a lot of this stuff sounds criminal.
Yeah.
You know, but it's different burdens, you know, like a burden in a civil case is preponderance of the evidence. So it's like I always tried to explain to people that's like crossing the 50 on a football field, whereas mm-hmm. beyond a reasonable doubt is not necessarily crossing the goal line, but you're driving and you're on the goal line. You know, it's a very different burden. It's a much higher burden in a criminal case. So, you know, that's where they're at this stage where they're trying to compile evidence. And when you have federal agencies involved, they're very methodical. They're very deliberate. You know, they're in no rush. You know, they're going to take all the time that they need to build a case, because when it gets to the point where they put somebody at arrest on a federal case, they pretty much have that thing on lockdown. It's a much different experience when you're dealing with federal than state cases, state agencies where you just have random police, you know, departments handling investigations and making arrests. They rush to judgment a lot more than the feds do. The feds really take their time in building cases. So by the time that they're making that arrest, you're going to basically have people pleading out because they've got you dead to rights. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where we're at in this phase with Diddy. And, you know, whether or not something's going to come of it, like I'm not surprised he wasn't placed under arrest immediately. I have clients that will call me up and they're like, yeah, we just got raided by the feds. And they're like, but they didn't arrest us. I'm like, yeah, well, it's because they're gonna build a case, and mm-hmm. it can take a year, it can take 2 years. You know, just like, I don't want you feeling secure and comfortable by the fact that you weren't arrested immediately, because that's not how the feds operate.
Yeah,
you know they really do. They're not in the business of losing, and when they come strong. So, I mean, this thing is still developing, and we're at the very early stages of it. And you know, as things begin to develop, I'm sure there will be leaks. I'm sure that information will get out, you know, because there's going to be a lot of prying eyes that are going to be very interested in what's going on with this case. So, you know, I anticipate this is just the beginning of what could be a very long and very weird and troubling story.
I mean, this is having, there's a lot of undertones to it of Epstein. There's undertones to it of R. Kelly. A lot of similar pieces here and there that kind of come together to make the unique story that seems to be that of Diddy. I'm wondering, you know, how deep is this going to go? How many tendrils are going to come off of this? And I'm wondering how many people are involved, because, yeah, I mean, he was very untouchable for many, many years. And, you know, always had a lot of people between him and anybody else. but also was involved with God knows everyone. I mean, in the 90s and early 2000s when he had parties, everyone was there. I mean, from Martha Stewart to dignitaries to world leaders. I mean, to, you know, rappers, you know, everyone. It was, there was just, there was no, you know, ebb and flow to like, it's only this shady group of people here.
Right. It was a who's who. You know, everybody that had wealth and power in the entertainment industry and, you know, in other facets of life.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was where they were. You know, I mean, he was that dude. So, and the guy's a mogul.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you said, he's got the power, you know, he's got the money, you know, he's a kingmaker, or he was. And you know, with that kind of power, you know, that's where you start hearing all these stories where these incredibly wealthy people are doing really weird shit, you know, things that normal folk just can't kind of wrap their minds around. That, you know, it's like the rest of us that are scrambling to make a living have to use all of our excess time and energy to make a living and provide for our families. Well, these people that are richer than God, you know, that have way too much time on their hands. You know, I guess what do they say? Idle time is the devil's playground, man. You know, it's like, like you can't help but kind of think that just because it seems to be like, and like I my 17-year-old daughter's much more dug into like the Illuminati stuff. But it's like, it seems like some of it has teeth.
I think some of it does. Yeah. I mean, not you know, all of it when we go into extreme conspiracy, right. But I think that there's certainly groups of people that don't want to be found out that are in existence out there. And I'm wondering what exactly it looks like. I mean, Eyes Wide Shut is the movie I always go back to. And it makes me kind of think, I mean, of that sort of thing. We've heard people who've said that exists, that sort of life is out there.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.